I think if the government of China comes up with a proposal, for one, Canada would be very happy to work with them. But I think it's a matter of socializing these proposals further. As I stated before, Canada hasn't made any firm proposals. We don't have any firm ideas on how to reform the organization. It's not our goal that the 13 members that met in Ottawa a couple of weeks ago would come up with firm proposals. There may be a subset of that 13, plus maybe some others from other members of the WTO that get together and put forward proposals. I think we're seeing it now with the proposal that that it was Australia. I'm going to get in trouble for missing somebody. Australia, Argentina, Costa Rica, Chinese Taipei, the EU, Japan, and the United States. I think I got them all. Made a proposal that's being discussed or was discussed, I assume the discussion's over, at the Council for Trade and Goods today. That started with a proposal by the United States almost a year ago. So they put out something, they got comments from many members. They got some co-sponsors, you know, and through a dialogue, and I'm sure many, many meetings, as we met with them a number of times, they came up with what they think is a proposal that is more acceptable to the membership. And from Canada's perspective, what's on the table now is more acceptable. We still have some concerns, which is why we're not a co-sponsor, but we're working with those members to and hopefully that proposal will gain more traction. And that's how I see these things coming out. Someone has an idea, or a couple of members have ideas, and they put something together and they grow the discussion.
I guess that's how I would answer your question.